This week you got a team that puts up a lot of points. Yeah. Is that something you look forward to, knowing you guys are going to have to match that?
Not really, because we can't play their game. I think that's where people start to struggle when they try to get out of their comfort zone by trying to do what another team does. We just got to stay and keep doing what we've been doing all year, and we should be good.
What do you know about their defensive secondary?
Honestly, I haven't even looked at them yet. I'm still kind of... Friday was an emotional game, and I'll be looking at them tonight, though, for sure.
Is it important to get that emotion set aside as you quickly get set to play another big league game?
Yeah, definitely. In the Pac-12, it's always a big week. You could lose any week, so you can't really dwell on one game too long. So we had kind of a longer weekend since we played on Friday, so... I'll be looking at some Cal film tonight.
What's your take on rankings? Do they help or hurt a team early in the season?
No, not at all. Only thing that matters is what your record is at the end of the season. As of right now, people still don't know their identity. I don't even think we fully know our identity yet, so we still have a long way.
Four games in now, give us your thoughts on your quarterback, how Williams is developing.
It's great, man. I'm pretty sure if you compare the stats from last year to this year, they'll be completely different and probably better. So he's been doing everything that we thought he was going to do. There's no surprise.
So the throw game that Witt wanted at the beginning of the season is working out the way he wants.
It's working out so far. We can't. I'm not going to look forward and say what we're going to do in the future, but as of right now, yes, it's working.
How would you describe the morale of the team right now?
We just have a lot of confidence right now. We know what we're capable of, and we know what we have to do to win. So every week, everybody's focused, and everybody knows that the only thing that could beat us is us, and we just got to go out there and play our game.
If there's anyone out there doubting you guys, what would you say to them?
Keep doing it. We don't mind it. We know what we're capable of, and we have some sluggish starts this year with the offense and the defense, but I honestly still don't think we played our best game yet, so that's the scary side.
For all the work you went through to get back and get healthy, was getting up in the end zone and turning, looking at the crowd in that moment, was that the reward, the payoff you were looking for?
No, not yet, man. Reward is Rose Bowl, man. It's Rose Bowl or bust, honestly. The touchdowns, all that, that's cool, but the main focus on this team is to win a championship.
I was going to say, you mentioned you want to play, you got to play Utah football this week. But the way the offense is getting on track a little bit, you had to get into a little bit of a shootout this week. Are you confident you put up enough points to beat these guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm confident in every single player on the offensive side. It's just, you just got to play smart football. You can't just throw the ball every play to try to keep up with somebody. You got to stay balanced and control the clock like we've been doing. So by doing that, by controlling the clock, they won't get as many possessions. So it will slow the pace down in the game a little bit.
Are you glad it won't be a track meet, or would a track meet be fun?
Do any type of football, track meet, slow pace, block, whatever they need me to do to win, I'll do it.
Did you watch the Cal ASU game?
I watched a little bit of it. It was on a little bit after my bedtime. So I seen some of it. I'm mostly just seeing what the receiver was doing. I didn't really look at the defense. So been seeing what that receiver been doing. He's been putting up tremendous number, 50 catches in 40 games. I'm hoping for 50 catches for the whole year. So. I didn't really watch too much of it. I knew it was going to be a shootout, but I didn't know it was going to be like that.
You guys have 8 games left. You're in first place after one game, which can doesn't slip in one game. Can you look in the rearview mirror, or do you have to look straight ahead, or do you got to do a little ball?
You got to look straight ahead. This win was big, but we still got so many more opponents. Like, we could lose one game and we could be in last place, so you never know what happened. We just got to – ain't that lightly, but you just got to stay focused.
That's what happens when you get top 20. It looks like it's brighter.